In the meantime, on the line now joining us is Ben Lawrence. Ben, you're involved as one of the organisers of Drag Day. And before somebody gets the wrong impression, do you want to fill us in, Ben, on what exactly is Drag Day in Enniskillen this Sunday, Ben?
Good morning. How you doing? Drag Day. The amount of people that get the wrong end of the stick when you actually tell them about it. It is drag racing, as in the motorsport aspect. We have been running this event for the past 5 years down at Bishop's Court, and this year we decided to bring the event forward and to move it into a better position for the spectators and, more importantly, those people are going to be taking part on the day. We had a very interesting conversation last year with Trevor Duckworth at Straightliners, who are world-renowned. They're the best in the UK. They're absolutely the best timing outfit in the business. So they are coming to Enniskillen, and we have joined forces with them. And ultimately, we will be sending 80-plus high-octane vehicles up the airfield for a standing quarter of a mile. That is ultimately what drag racing is. It's a quarter of a mile drag race from start to finish.
Are the people that are taking part, Ben, are the pros, or can somebody listening come along and have a go on the day? How exactly does it work? What's the qualification to be allowed to take part? What standard do you have to be at?
Our ethos is inclusive, all inclusive, not exclusive. So most of our guys are amateur racers. They race street cars. You know, we've got guys in camper vans coming. It is a real broad spectrum. We like to include, we like to treat those guys who have no budget the same as the guys who've got the big budgets. You know, we've got some serious machinery coming, but in amongst that mix, there are guys with just a normal standard day, you know, family car. The requirements is obviously an entry fee. They wear a crash helmet, full length clothing, i.e. no shorts or t-shirts. A driving license is required. And the vehicle will go through a scrutineering process on the day. So it is probably one of the most easily accessible motorsports in the country.
And how safe is it, Ben?
Well, for road cars, I mean, it's extremely safe. When we get up to the big stuff, and we have got, this is a big first for, I believe, Northern Ireland, or indeed the whole of Ireland, we have a 3,000 horsepower methanol funny car coming over on Friday, and that will be putting in passes in Enniskillen. That car does 0 to 60 mile an hour in under 1 second. It does 0 to 200 miles an hour in just under 7 seconds, 690. So it's probably, well, it's the first for a methanol funny car. And that's when you have to talk about safety. And those cars are built to stringent MSA, NHRA regulations.
And again, I'm not a petrol head, but for those that are interested in it, that sounds very impressive. I'm reading here as well about someone. Is it the Motorcycle Wheelie World Championships were involved, won by a guy from Cork last year who completed a kilometre wheelie at 213 miles an hour.
Yes.
The two questions for me are how do you do that, and why on earth would you want to do that?
I wouldn't want to do it myself. but the guys, Straightline has been running the wheelie competition for many, many years. And the guys from Northern Ireland, from Southern, you know, the South, they are absolutely nuts for it. I'd say you have to be nuts to do it, but they love it. And, you know, they're going well over 200 miles an hour on the back wheel. And it's hotly contested. So, yeah, Straightline has run that every year. They run many, many events over in the UK, world record attempts. Say, quarter mile, they've just finished 10 of the best. And we are absolutely delighted that after a hiatus from 2007, they're returning. So we're delighted.
Okay, so if somebody wants to go along, Ben, I'm just reading the details here. Enniskillen Airport on the Kildees Road in Enniskillen. You need a driving license. You need to pass scrutineering, have your legs and arms covered, and wear a helmet when racing if you're one of those taking part.
Right.
And it's 50 quid to enter, 20 quid for a passenger, £10 in just to watch, and if you're under 16, it's free.
Yes, the slight error on the, it's actually £60 to enter, £10 gate entry. We the pre-entry has closed now.
Okay.
So if you want to enter on the day, it's £10 gate entry, then your £60 entry fee. £10 per spectator for adults, and under 16s go free. Yeah, so that's I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on. We have a show and shine as well, aptly named the Departure Lounge. The guys at Clean Freaks and Let's Dance have got well over 150 cars in for the show. We've got Jeremy McWilliams coming. Chris B from the Fast and the Furious live shows is coming down. Basically where the Fast and the Furious originally started, with drag racing. It really is a fun day out for everybody.
Aye, lots of big names, if that's your particular thing. I'll be going to Dublin on Sunday evening to see Liverpool play Napoli. Sorry, on Saturday evening, but I'll not make it back in time. But I'm sure there are people who if that's your thing, this is a big day. Like, how many would you expect to walk through the gates on the day?
Well, we would aim, drag racing in general has been, the drag day has rejuvenated the sport, but moving to Enniskillen, the interest has just skyrocketed. I'm amazed by the interest. So there's going to be a good few thousand through the gate on the day, I would say.
Why Enniskillen, Ben? Is it, why the interest in Enniskillen? Is it a particular thing in Fermanagh, or is it just that Enniskillen's a good location for people who are interested? Ben, are you still there? I'm sorry,
Hello?
We seem to have... Yep, can you hear us now, Ben? I can hear you. No, I think we've lost Ben. Well, everybody, good luck as well on the event on Sunday.
Thanks very much.